Simon Gimel Sifalos. Kotten Oichel Mevelos Ein Bezin Mesuvim Latvishay. A minor who eating in Isser, we're not required to stop him. We're not allowed to feed him, but we're not required to stop him. Above all this, Mitzuvah Ligo Boyu Latvishay. A father is required to mechanech his children, and therefore he has to stop them from doing an isur d'oraisa. A maisa, Mishabur says that he's also required to stop him from doing an isur d'rabbanan, because just like he's mechuyav to mechanech him to do an isur d'aseh d'rabbanan, also it's a lot to say. So what's the difference? In the case of isur d'rabbanan, the father didn't do his job, then the person doesn't have to stop him. But isur d'oraisa, the person goes to the father and you gotta do your job. They enforce the father's chiyuv to mechanech his children. So the Magoyim says that which it says in the Ramah that it's only from Issa Deraisa, Avada doesn't mean that you're not mechuyuv to mechanech his children for Issa Derabonah. It means that at certain times that it is permitted to give a child Issa Derabonah. If he has some serious need for it, then you're allowed to give it to the child as Issa Derabonah. Issa Deraisa you can't. So, if one hears the children speaking Lashon Hara, also one should try to stop them. The best way to stop children speaking Lashon Hara is the parents not speaking. If the parents are doing it, then it's very hard to stop the children. And also, for any other type of Benon L'Chavero misbehaving, one should stop the children from doing it. Yeah. Fortunately, if a child gets used to speaking Lashon Hara, or in a coarse form of talking, it's very hard to get them out of it afterwards. Sure. Now, for the mitzvahs that say the time that's considered the time where one is required to mechanech children is everything according to the child's readiness to be mechanech that type of mitzvah. So, like it says, a child knows how to wear, put on clothing, then one is supposed to mechanech him putting on tzitzis. So it's totally on wearing the clothing. So it says the same thing by Shabbos, that if he knows the concept of Shabbos, then one should margul him to listen to Kiddush, Abdullah, etc. That's the kind of mitzvah that say of Shabbos. This is the kind of mitzvah that say. So mitzvah that say, we say every mitzvah, when he's the age that he can do that mitzvah that say, is supposed to be mechanechim. It's not clear one way or the other, the general time is his own. Gabriel wrote to say the age is younger. You don't have to wait till he's 6 years old to stop him from doing Avedis. As long as if you tell him, don't do this, and he understands, don't do it, he understands it's connected to something. If you tell him, don't do it on Shabbos, he doesn't know what Shabbos is, and he won't do it on Sunday. You know, he understands the concept of this act, one should not do, then you are required to stop him from doing this, is what he said. But if he has no idea what you're talking about, then even his father is not mechuyev to stop him. He says the chiddush also, if he's a kohen and he's in a house and there's tum inside of that house, then if he has no idea what the concept of tum is for kohanim, he's not required to take him out of the house. But if he does have a basic understanding of what Lois is saying, then the father is required to give him the message that this is something you're not allowed to do. Okay, there's one third level, which is more stringent, is to give him the issur to eat, or by a kohen to put the child into a house that has tumah. So, for example, if the mother wants to take a child to some place that has tumah, to hospital, if this child is a kohen, she's also afraid to do that because she's actually bringing him to the tumah. That's even by a baby. So to give the kohen the issur to yadayim, to actually feed them or put him together with the issur, that's even a baby. As far as not doing that, just preventing him from doing Yisurim. So once he understands the concept of this, then the father is required to do what he can to stop him from doing it, even though he's a young child. He does have a basic understanding. So as Mr. Sasei, the age is older, the age is when he already is physically no sense of the mitzvah by himself, or 6 years old, if it's not clear. Yeah. Wasn't a wife of a kohen who was very pregnant, is allowed to go into the house of a mace, because they have a whole bunch of fakers. As long as she doesn't give birth, the tat child will not become tummy. If she does give birth, then we don't know what she's going to give birth to. It's a female, no problem. It's a miscarriage, it's also not a problem. So the kids, in that situation, if the child was not yet born, then the mother can bring whatever's in her innards into the house. But once he's born, even as a baby, the mother is not allowed to bring him to a place that's tummy. So, So we said before that the feed the Jew, the child, that is even if he is a very young child. Included in feeding them is to tell them to do this, is also included in this issue. That even the very young child, you're not allowed to tell them to do this, even if he has no idea what he's doing. Kamavas also to tell a goy to feed cotton, something that's not kosher. Kamavas, if the cotton is sick or whatever and he needs it, then you're allowed to tell a goy to feed it to him. The other thing you're feeding him is also min ha'tayr. There's a medical need for the child to have this.